Welcome to the Sunday Poems. I'm Ken Haida. Thank you for joining me today, episode number 209. On this program, I'm going to read three very different poems, very different on the surface at least. I think they may have a unifying connection underneath the surface, but that's for you to figure out. And if they don't, maybe they're unique in their individuality and have their own merit, each individually. And I hope you like all three. If not, maybe two out of three ain't bad, huh? Anyway, the first one I want to read is a poem I wrote just very recently, and I guess you could say it was inspired, motivated at least, by the tremendous heat wave we've been having here in southern Oklahoma. Of course, as I'm preparing to read this and to publish the podcast, we've had a slight break in the temperature, and for a day or two, it looks like it will not be triple digits, and it might even be sort of pleasant for a summer day. But don't worry, it'll be back to triple digits before long. August is not yet over. And anyway, this is what I saw at sunrise on a very, very hot morning just a day ago. And I titled it, The River in Morning. The river in morning lies quiet. Soft sun glows on pools no longer shadowed by cottonwoods that appear along the banks like relics in scorched, crusted sand in this estival swelter of rainless days. Pollen and dusty humus, the smell of August, simmers in hazy sky. Just a month ago, a riot of floodwater, raging red, ripped through this contour, taking the life of this secluded landscape downstream to places no one goes, abandoning it in places no one sees, redefining. Like secrets you carry deep down inside, things you take to the grave, now buried beneath a calmer surface. Your pose is really not unlike morning glow on soft water, in apparent repose, as serene as you can paint it. Enduring these nervous days, this godless panic when stars fall unnoticed and a moon rises without comment. The devilish sun making penitence of us all. And now for a poem written by Darryl Bourque, the poet, poet laureate of Louisiana, and a friend of mine. He wrote a tribute poem to Sinead O'Connor on her recent passing, and he sent it along to me. And I just think it's a marvelous poem, full of rich use of allusion to her song, Nothing Compares to You, and other instances about her life. The title of the poem is Sinead O'Connor Sings Aliyah, which the term Aliyah, of course, refers to an act of going up. It's usually referred to the diaspora of Jews returning to the homeland. And I think, as the poem here will suggest, O'Connor is building this and making an act of going up for all of us, without borders and without those barriers that keep us apart from each other. So let me read the poem and then you'll see what I'm talking about. It's a fabulous poem. It begins with a reference to a novel by Colum McCann, published in 2020. A Pyragon is the title of that novel by Colum McCann. And in that novel, he writes, the plastic tape rollers were melted and jammed on the song, Nothing Compares to You. Sinead O'Connor sings Aliyah. There are those songs that never leave us, those rising songs coming at us like rockets in dreams, all our past lives melted on the spot and they're passing through us. Young girls bruise their knees dancing into things until they have melted inside. Young boys, too, are not immune. It's been so lonely without you here, like a bird without a song. The melted heart knows no particular geography, no Israel here, no Ireland, no Palestine, no Muslim, Jew, Arab, all labels melted away by saints and troubadours. no prince, no anti-prince, just a you mattering more than anything. Tecaquita melted to inside things she heard that others did not. Her native name bumps into things, says it all. Her holy blues melted things we can hardly know. But all the flowers that you planted, mother, in the backyard, all died, has melted more than just young hearts in troubled lands. And when you went away, calls us, walls fall there, all partition melted. So what a fabulous poem, and thank you, Daryl, for sending it to me. Again, a lot of references quoting the famous song, Nothing Compares to You. And then there's the reference, Tecaquita, who was the first Native American Catholic saint. She's a patron saint of the environment and ecology, similar to St. Francis of Assisi. It's an Algonquin lady. Her name, roughly translated, one who bumps into things, can also be translated, put things in order. And I have a feeling that's what O'Connor is doing here and what she intended with her life. She bumped into things, obviously, but in an attempt to put things in order, maybe. The two go together, don't they? Of course, there's the reference to Prince and the anti-Prince, and you can read the periodicals about her interviews with those, about her experiences with Prince. Anyway, it's just a fabulous poem, I think. And it reminds us again of the futility of clinging to our tribal notions and the futility of walling ourselves off and hiding behind our particular religious dogma, failing to see the grand vision that lifts us all up, the great Aliyah, the act of going up. That's what O'Connor was singing. Marvelous poem. Thank you, Daryl. Well, one last poem, and this is a personal, and I hope that you enjoy it as well. Today, this weekend, is the birthday of my daughter-in-law, Megan Marie, and so this is a poem to Megan Marie on her birthday. A mother and a wife, a dedicated partner, diligent and delightful, working, believing, sharing, caring. Your lantana blooming in the Texas heat, offering sustenance and grace to us all, especially your babies and your bees and the birds and butterflies. A pony on a fenceless prairie, you face the sun, you know the moon, you tremble with courage. You are a mirror in which we see ourselves for what we truly could be. Thank you for listening to this program and for these three poems, and I hope that you have found some value in them. You can find information about my books. My new book, Come Before Winter, has just been released, and you can go to my website and read reviews about it. You can order it from my website along with many of my other books. You can find information about all of that there, and also the quite a few public appearances and readings I have coming up in the coming months. So I hope to see you at some of those, and thank you if you're interested in the books, and if you're not, just drop me a note anyway. Until next week, I'm Ken Hayda with the Sunday Poems.